NAWRO. All right. Well, I'll talk to our guy Dean. Dean does have one or two in New Haven. So then if I get one up here, and probably not being too cryptic here when I say I'm on a high spot, on a ridge, so to speak, in Richmond. So that's, it is a high spot here, so that might help a little bit, every little bit. And, yeah, we'll go from there. I'll put it on my to-do list, like, you know, my round to it list, I guess. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I was going to say, and when you go pro, quote-unquote pro, you end up having two nodes because you put one up really high in your attic, right, and that ends up being your, like, gateway to the world kind of thing, and then you have one that's, like, near that you carry around with you on your phone, with your phone, you know, kind of just, like, it goes with you with your phone. Or but, and you don't have to do that. You know, you could leave it at home, but... The only reason I say that is the connection between the phone and the node is Bluetooth. So depending, you might have to go like upstairs if you have an if you're putting it upstairs, you might have to go near it to get into the node to look to check messages. But what I usually do is I have a base node, and then I have like a little like one of those little credit card looking things, and then that one goes with my backpack and. Or my phone or whatever, and that ends up being the client. But, you know, it's not, there's not very much traffic. So I always tell people don't invest more than, like, $50 to $60 in this stuff because it's really just a novelty.